Native plants require less work and less water, and they are able to house and feed wildlife. Native plants are perennial, meaning that they are stronger and that they last longer. Native plants are much better for the environment and for you. For more information, go to landscouncil.org.
KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3. You're listening to Creative Mindset with Robert Sevilla. And today's studio guests, we have the ladies from the Church of the Arts and Culture. No, it's not culture, is it? Tell
Arts
me.
Arts and Expression.
Arts and Expression.
The Guardian Spokane.
I love the title. How you got my attention was the Church of the Arts, not the extra part of expression, but I just thought that was the coolest. How are you guys' headphones? Can you hear everything?
Mm-hmm.
Coming in nice and loud? All right. Okay, so I am going to reiterate the intention of what Creative Mindset is. I kind of talked about it the first time we met once before, and we did a recording.
We did.
And we decided we're going to do another one. We're going to do it better. So the idea of Creative Mindset is to... You guys got the giggles.
Don't start the giggles.
You should have put us facing each other because we will laugh through the whole thing.
No, that's good. It's good energy. Well, the idea of Creative Mindset is to... it's about creativity. Sometimes it's about exploring, learning things, exploring new things. And sometimes it's about things that you might not know about that are in Spokane, which I think it's your space that you made. And then also, I think what you girls have done is like what I think every performance artist or even an artist want to do, buy a church and create like a giant art studio out of it. And that's pretty much what you did, right?
Yeah, exactly. We've been a performing troupe for 10 years now, and we've always wanted just a really cool space to call home, and we found one, and we've just pretty much turned it into a giant kids adult playground.
Well, let's keep elaborating on that. Let's go around the circle and say our names, and I've already said my name, so it's your turn.
My name's Ashley Werner. I'm the owner of The Guardian Spokane. and the co-op manager, I suppose, for Vertical Elements Entertainment.
My name is Chelsea Riley. I am also one of the co-managers of Vertical Elements Entertainment and helper and one of the doers of all the things around the church.
Yeah, and I am Nicole Bucher, and I also am co-manager of Vertical Elements, one of the performers there, and help do all the things around the Guardian to make it work.
So I'm going to ask some basic questions. So artists running businesses, I'm great at the ideas, and I think I know how to find opportunity, but I suck at the paperwork. And I might be okay at promoting when I'm in front of people, but I definitely don't like shining the spotlight on myself. Like I have that, the imposter syndrome where, I don't know, I just, it feels ugly to do it.
That is by far the hardest part for
us.
Is it?
Which part? All of that?
Marketing, putting the spotlight on ourselves, the paperwork, the back end of things is the hardest part. We're ideals all day. We're fun all day. But once it comes to the actual hard stuff, promoting ourselves especially is very challenging. The imposter syndrome is just like, no, don't do that.
It's for real. I hear that a lot from Ashley. Like, what am I doing thinking I can figure out the business part of this? I have no training in this. We're artists, and I feel like you either have the business acumen or you have the talent for the art, and it's hard to mesh both for sure. But you've done such a great job at this really steep learning curve, learning how to make a business run. Been challenging.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I have to give a big shout out to our friend Robin at SIMBA, the Spokane Independent Metro Business Alliance. She has helped us out so much with the business part of things and just really guiding us through, because we're not business people. We're learning this as we go. And she has been a huge help. So big shout out to the people over at SIMBA and all their guidance.
If you're a small business in Spokane and you need help with any of that back end stuff, hit up our girl, Robin.
Yeah, and if we can give out the addresses or contact information to these people that we'll be talking about, we can put it in our show notes on Instagram or Facebook. Or if anybody from SIMBA, like the Hakuna Matata?
Yes.
SIMBA?
Yeah, it stands for the Spokane Independent Metro Business Alliance, mm-hmm. and they're a local group here in Spokane that helps small businesses with all kinds of things. They're super involved in the community and just helping small business owners with all of that back end stuff that we're not really taught, and we just kind of have to learn ourselves. Taxes, setting up an LLC. Mm. I mean, you name it, these people, they help with marketing. They're such a rich, what's the word? Like
resource
in our
and
community.
It's free.
And it's a lot of it's free.
And it's so, free.
Yeah.
SIMBA, if you are listening, call in and we can talk to you a little bit, help you promote. The phone number here is 509-747-3807. You get that on our website, kyrs.org. Because my show, and I think community radio, is about just helping others and promoting them. And I like what you do. And if you like something, you should take care of it in some way, promote it or talk about it, spread the news. So if you guys want to call in, we'd definitely give you a little bit of airtime, 509-747-3807. And so what about, that's actually a great resource. When I came to town, I couldn't find very many artists. I've looked for artists before I came to town, actually contacted them and asked them how things are going. They're pretty cool. They talked to me a bit, but once I got here, it wasn't very easy. So I had to get help from small businesses. Help one called Ahana. You ever heard of that? It's probably not around anymore, but, yeah, small business groups like that. I know that they do things through, what is that big arts program?
More Terrain. Commercial.
Yeah, Terrain. Terrain has something either just passed or it's coming up, or maybe there's some other Spokane arts. They have resources, but anyway, it takes a lot of people and a lot of different things if you want to have a life outside of your business, which I think we all should. We owe it to ourselves. Owe it to try to do something, but at the same time, you got to protect yourself from burnout. Actually, that is something I should point out. That is the one thing I believe all artists should protect themselves, is if you like what you do, protect yourself from burnout. Involve other people before you quit, before you want to quit. Delegate. Like, just delegate all this stuff. Make less money. Maybe you can make money somewhere else and bring it back in. But delegate before you get burnout, because once you're burnout, you'll never want to do it again.
We kind of talked about this last time we saw you.
Did we?
That we've all kind of taken a break over, I mean, we've been together for 10 years, but, you know, we've all taken our turns, taken a break. I had some kids. She went to Hawaii. She taught at another studio. Like, we all had our turn stepping away, and then we all came back. So takes a village to raise this little baby.
Yeah, and that's a good discipline. It's a good decision to make. So you had babies. What did, can I ask, what you went to Hawaii? Did you go to the Big Island?
I did.
Oh,
yes.
That's yep. Where you find solutions mm-hmm. and find yourself.
Yeah, I went to the Big Island and even ended up starting up a burlesque troupe and a circus troupe there.
What side?
I performed with on the Kona side, the dry side of the Big Island. It was lovely being there for 2.5 years. It was a great adventure for a while, but I'm really glad to be home now.
Yeah, I really fell in love with the Big Island. I ended up being really attracted to Waimea, right in the middle, like where you can walk 2 blocks, like literally you can walk up the street and you'd be in a microclimate of it's like super rainy. And then you go for a bike ride down and you're in the desert, and it was in between the two sides. It was really cool. Just a great balance, which I think is what I needed when I went there, which is no surprise to find yourself. How about you?
Why did I take my break?
Yeah.
I took a break from performing for a while to teach. I started up another aerial program at another studio and then taught there for quite a few years. And then the burnout was real. I was tired. I was teaching a lot. I was pouring everything that I had into my students and leaving nothing for myself. So I was like, I need to just step back. And so I did. And then got the opportunity to come back and start working with the church and fell in love all over again.
How did you do? What did you do different when you came back? Did you figure out some things? I remember when I left the office or like corporate art, it was I realized after I started my own business, I thought back of how difficult I must have been to manage. I was kind of a jerk.
At least you can acknowledge that. That's the first step.
Right.
Yeah, I think what I realized is that I need time for myself and to like really foster my passion for the aerial arts is that I need to carve out time for myself instead of just giving to everybody else. And so now I'm a lot more protective with my time and what I'm doing and trying to focus a little bit more on training, even if it's just a little bit, and just knowing when I need to step away from being an instructor and coach. Because that's a lot of mental and emotional energy being a coach. So,
because everyone's pulling from you, wanting stuff from you. So am I to believe that the teaching is what, excuse me, I'm going to give a big, the teaching is what takes from you and then what replenishes you. It's just going back and doing the same thing, but by yourself.
Yeah. Because then it's like a self-expression thing. Like I get to do,
right.
I get to bring my own twist to it. I get to be in front of a crowd and the performing is really what brings me a lot of joy. I really like the back end of all of the production as well. So really finding that is what makes me happy and that's what fills my cup versus just teaching all the time and giving and trying to foster other artists, which I do love to do, but it does get really taxing.
I enjoy leaving the big kind of corporate arts scene, commercial artist. I miss being a part of a team, like a big team, getting a big effort done that you would no way be able to do by yourself. So I can definitely imagine that. In fact, I would be happy to participate in your production somehow.
Yeah, we have long talked about that we kind of live from one show to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, we have a really steady stream of outside gigs where we're performing for local community groups or private gigs, what have you, as far as Vertical Elements goes. But then at the church, we also put on, produce our own shows, and had that group process is what keeps me coming back for more of a group creative process and the trials and tribulations that we go through to get from the idea to everybody all on the stage together, making something really magical happen is rare.
Do you guys need help ever with production? Do you take help? Volunteers?
Yes, always. I was
going to say, we're always looking for help.
So we're recruiting. We can recruit a little bit right now. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about your show that's coming up. And then maybe you guys can contact listeners. You can contact them if you need any help. They have a big show coming up June 21st. And maybe you can help with seating or tell us.
June 21st, this is our 10-year anniversary of Vertical Elements Entertainment. We started in 2014 with our first show, and we've just kind of, just this show, and then, just one more show, and one more show, and then next thing you know, it's been 10 years, and we're like, how have we pushed on? This just came about in Chelsea's backyard one day. We just got this wild idea, and we're like, hey, we should start a troupe, and that would be fun, and 10 years later... So now we have our show on the 21st at the Guardian Spokane, just celebrating 10 years of all the things all the time, which is our motto there that we all have tattooed in our skin.
Tell us what a show looks like what it consists of.
It's a variety show that we have aerialists, burlesque.
Paint me a picture as we walk in. So
as we walk in,
if no one's seen this, you said it's the oldest church in Spokane.
It's the oldest wedding chapel in Spokane.
Oldest wedding chapel. So it's over near Central.
It's kind of by the arena.
Yeah, it's like a block north of the arena on Washington.
Big tall spire off the top. How tall is that thing? Anybody figured out yet?
We don't know.
No idea.
You should. You should measure just so you could have a little bragging rights.
Can you bring your drone in and measure it for us?
No. I was sweating. I talked these girls into, I just barely met them. I'm like, hey, I had a vision where I can fly my drone around you doing aerial work. And that is a bigger challenge than I thought it would be. And so you were kind of done with your routine and I was still trying to figure out my features on my phone. I have something I should send you, but it was not the vision I had in my head.
I still want to see it.
Yeah, I do too.
Also show.
But don't feel bad because photographing aerial is always a challenge. True. So it's every photographer has issues with photographing aerial.
Right. It seems like it might be easier with that big tripod, that exterior at the outside. What do you call it?
The rig.
Oh, the rig.
Our outdoor rig.
Outdoor rig. Mm-hmm. That would be cool.
It was cool to have a drone. That's our first time having a drone flying around inside the chapel, though. That was pretty cool.
I think I could do it with the outside rig, because then there would be no... Because it kept finding the roof or the wall or something to get to have a problem with. And then the other one was that I thought I'd be able to lock onto a shape. And then since you're flipping upside down... The program didn't take, it always had the head on top with some shoulders to look for. And then when you're flipping upside down, it's like, I don't know what I'm looking at anymore. So
well, that rig will be set up this weekend at the Sandpoint Renaissance Fair.
Oh,
yes, this will be our fourth year at the Sandpoint Renaissance Fair. We will be there Saturday and Sunday. We have aerial shows at 10:30, 12:30 and 2.
I think that's right.
And then our stilt walkers will be around throughout the day. And then we have a fire show we're fire spinners as well. I don't know if we've ever talked about that.
No.
But we do that at 4:30 to 5. We'll have a fire show out of the Ren Fair. So if you're in the Sandpoint area, come check us out.
Yeah, actually, that's getting bigger and bigger, isn't it? The Ren show out there?
Yeah, it's gotten really
I've never
big.
Been.
They had 5,500 people last year come through.
Oh, wow.
So they did pretty well. Yeah, it gets bigger every year. It's at the Bonner County Fairground.
Nice. Okay, so I interrupted you trying to paint me a picture. I blasted out with the tall steeple. So you walk through a side door.
It looks like a side door. It's a pretty nondescript building from the outside. It belies its complicated interior. You walk in the door, and it's pretty you know, some carpeted stairs. One leads upstairs, one leads downstairs. Once you go up the stairs and take a left into the chapel, that opens up this beautiful big chapel. And in there we have pews set up for people to sit on for the show, but we have a really beautiful lighting system. We've got colorful lights happening all over the place and a stage. And yeah, I can find dance performances, all kinds of different performers up there. We have a line of aerial points hung all throughout the chapel and the ceiling. How many do we have?
We have 7 points, 22 or 25 feet high. So it's very high points.
Show starts at 7?
Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8.
Great. Friday the 21st.
And tickets are how much?
$35 for general admission and $55 for VIP.
Great. VIP gets you up front, gets you backstage, talk to the ladies.
Yeah, we're always running around, so it's not hard to talk
to
us.
No, it's not hard. Okay, so then we have, so I'm just looking at the flyer. Aerialists being the silks hanging from the ceiling, kind of winding themselves up and down, no net below. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a hoop. Is that what you call it, a hoop?
Yeah, lira. Aerial? Oh. Yeah, it's either a lira or an aerial hoop.
Okay, aerial hoop or lira. Lira is a, is that an Italian word or a French?
I think it's Greek. Oh, Greek?
Greek.
It's a Greek, it's an ancient Greek instrument.
Oh.
The hoop kind of looks like something called lira. Oh.
Every time I Google it, it comes up as My Little Pony, so I don't know.
And then a burlesque show.
Yes.
And so you guys also teach, are any of you teaching burlesque? No.
We don't teach it.
But you perform it.
We have a good friend, Nikki B., that teaches burlesque at Bloomhouse Academy. She's incredible, but her classes are super hard to get into because they're so popular.
Mm. So. Yeah, I'm familiar with her. She works with another friends that I have on the show.
Nephabit.
What?
Nephabit.
Yeah, Nephabit's been on the show.
I saw her on your Instagram.
Olivia Brownlee. Have you ever seen her? Or what's the other one? Madeline.
Oh yeah, Madeline McNeil. Yeah,
Madeline McNeil.
Yeah, she's great.
I know that they perform with her. And then there was like, what's that? And more.
We also have singing vocals, so we have some girls that sing as well when they perform.
So is this an expression of femininity?
It's a pretty feminine heavy show. I would say so. Yeah. And then, you know, some of the divine feminine and a celebration both of body expression, of movement in all of its forms.
Mm-hmm. I ask that because what type of people besides, oh, you know what? Let me save that. I'm going to finish this question. We'll answer it afterward. But the type of people that are attracted to coming and then the people that would be attracted to coming to the school, because I'm sure it's a feeling of self-expression and wanting to get out. So let me just take a quick break and we'll be right back. We'll ask that one more time. ¿Qué horas son, mi corazón?
Listen to the Latin Lounge every Monday 6 to 8 p.m. on KYRS-FM, Medical Lake, Spokane. Heard on 88.1, also heard on 92.3.
This is your KYRS live and local calendar for June 3rd through the 6th. Monday, open mic at the Red Room and open mic at Live Entertainment next to the Goody Bar and Grill. Monday and Tuesday, open jam at Jackson Street. Tuesday, Tabitha Smith and Kevin Partridge at Riverfront Eats, Sean Kavanaugh at Rocket Market, and Jerry Lee in the Groove and Silver Smile at Zola. Wednesday, open mic at the downtown Spokane Public Library, Nate Ostrander at Zeke's Pizza, Heather Villa and Spokane Symphony musicians at Arborcrest, Jessica Hafner and Betsy Rogue at the Kendall Yards Night Market, Justin Priest and Ariel Collins at Zola, Land of Voices at the Osprey, open mic at the Checkerboard, and open jam at the Red Room. Thursday, Echo Elysium at Arborcrest, Mason Van Stone at North Star Taps, the Jared Hall Quartet at Emma Roo's, Blues Jam with the Sidemen at Chan's Red Dragon, and Seaside Tryst, Zara, and Saxtoother at the Chameleon. For an entire hour of local musicians, tune into Sounds of Spokane every Sunday night at 8 on KYRS.
And we're back. I'm trying to talk the ladies into.
And we're back.
To I'm noticing a pattern in my life where I see people, they gravitate to something that might be outside of them or that they feel they interpret it as outside. So, for example, a feminine expression, maybe being like, for example, I'll say it, I guess, about myself, but I know that I've heard other women say this. Not that I'm a woman, but I mean, other people, and they just happen to be women, say that I feel sexier, not in a bathing suit, not in like nightwear, but just straight up naked. Like that, and that comfort level, you might not get it at home, and you, like, I don't know where else you would get it, but I think you could find comfort, and I'm willing to bet that people that are attracted to your aerialists, your burlesque dancing, and things like that are people who they're attracted to it. They might not have challenged themselves to ask that question, but probably they will recognize shortly after, or maybe if we would ask them, that is something that they really wanted to do, and they wanted to get into a comfort zone, into a space of non-judgment where they could then try it out, or maybe be invited to, hey, come up here and do this kind of sexy hip move. Would that be accurate? Am I off? You guys are just staring at me. What's going on?
I think you're 100% on. Especially burlesque, it's really embracing, you know, your femininity and your sexuality and, you know, a pure form, and not necessarily like sex, but like feeling beautiful, sexy. Feeling sexy, just embracing your body, any shape or form, you know. Just embracing that femininity. I think women, as we get older, you know, we've been talking about this lately, like when you're younger in your 20s, women are always kind of like catty and, you know, evil eyes, stink eyes. But then once you get to 30s, 40s, it's just like, yeah, babe, like you're awesome. Go team. Like there's just so much more empowerment and sisterhood as you get older. And, you know, we're all hitting that 40 and we just really surround ourselves with a lot of really powerful women that embrace ourselves and the beauty, you know, no matter, like I said, shape or form. So it's a very supportive group of people. And it generally, for the most part, is women. You know, we do have men that do burlesque and perform as well. But it's generally a lot of really amazing women.
I bet the men that do the burlesque, it's the same story where they want to feel hyper feminine, or perhaps not, but I'm assuming to see some of the movements, they're attractive, they're beautiful, and I think one is either you project yourself, or maybe you try to take on what type of energy is coming off. So you're either going to want to be that person or want to be near that person, or like fantasize. You know, a little review, like that they're looking at me. They're, you know, that dance is for me. You privatize it. So I can imagine that just sexy moves. Salsa dancing. There you go. I mean, I've got a lot of training in salsa dancing, mainly because I was like, man, I can't be a Latino and I can't salsa dance. Like, I'm gonna need to go for some lessons. And I've taken a lot of lessons down in LA, and it was during my that commercial years. I was an animator, so I was in animation. We had these long hours and we didn't really get out, but I knew I needed a break of it. I just needed to break it. It didn't have to be something completely different, although dancing's very different, but I just chose a challenge that I'm like, it would be really nice if I could dance. Like it just felt like my feet wouldn't move. And I took like took it over and over again, but I did it very technically. And I remember this one toward the end of all the classes I took, this one girl, I danced her in the beginning, and then like months later I danced with her again. I'm like, man, you're getting so good. Like, how did you get so good? And she's like, Robert, you need to stay after the class and dance at the club. I'm like, man, no time for that, baby. I gotta go back and work. Like, and I didn't really, never really like the club scene, but, and that makes total sense. Just like animation, like you learn by repetition, or you get the results by repetition. And sometimes I just wanted the benefit of being able to dance. Anyway, that was my story. But I, you look like you might have wanted to say something after all of that.
Thinking about structure and that we have classes that we teach and people come to, you know, come to class. And but we also have an open sort of play night. And that's one thing that I really value about the church is the space to play. We kind of talked about this last time about that as an adult, we don't have a lot of space to play. We don't make space for play in our lives. We make space for our children to play, but not for ourselves. And that we have kind of open time to just noodle around on a silk and figure your way into and out of something creative and kind of let a little bit of a flow state happen up in an aerial apparatus is really priceless. I get a lot out of that, and I get a lot out of watching other people be able to just mess around.
Yeah, and I think like just talking about with the burlesque community, your dance community, our aerial community, I mean, I think that's the thread that brings all this together is everybody's looking for their community. And I think we do a really fantastic job of bringing people together that maybe have a strange talent that they don't have a place to express that. And we're like, heck yeah, if you've got a weird talent, get a hold of us. We want it. We want you to be a part of this. We want to like put you on the stage. Like seriously, if you have a weird talent, please email us because we want to probably put you in our shows. Please. So, yeah.
You can also call in at 509-747-3807.
Yes, please call us. Tell us what you can do. I'm really excited. I'd love to hear it. Yeah, please. That would make my whole day. So, but yeah, I think that's the big thing for us is it's community. Like I think everybody's looking for their community. So.
Well, you know, you mentioned sisterhood, and I think that was a really good description because that's what I felt when I went in there. Sometimes I've been to a sisterhood type thing, but it didn't feel as open. You go into a space where it's very localized, and there's a new face pops up, and there's almost like peering eyes. But I walked in there, it was like, what's this dude going to do? Like they were like almost looking at me like I was going to have a talent, but I really had nothing. I was the guy that was going to pull some microphones out of a bag.
It's a good thing we didn't know you could dance because we would have put on some salsa music for you. Sure, get on that dance. Let's go.
But we did get this guy upside down. Yeah, we got him on the silk. We got him to fly.
That's
got to
go in the show notes, the picture of you.
And that's the play, right? I know. You guys took a picture of me. I'll put that on the show notes. And that's the play that you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's one of my absolute favorite things about the church that I've been watching. It's like a very common thing is that people come in and they instantly just get playful. They get just young and youthful and they giggle and they run around and they have a good time. They, you know, like if you ever grew up in a church, you run around and find all the little hidden nooks and you go up the stairs and you check out the balcony and you go in the basement and check out the spiral staircase and everybody just gets so playful. You know, even when we had parties, a lot of times, you know, when you go to the bar, everybody's very, you know, kind of stuck up and they're into their drinking scene and it's just not very comfortable. But when you walk into the church, it's just, let's play. Let's have fun. Everybody gets silly. And it's just a really beautiful thing to see.
How many people can we fit in the Airstream?
Yes.
How many people can we fit in that closet by the bathroom where we're hiding from each other?
We have played hide and seek in the church as adults, and it was a lot of fun.
So good.
And as Chelsea's talking about the Airstream, we have a back end of an old Airstream bus mounted onto the ceiling or the wall. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We didn't take you up in there.
Oh, okay.
And there's a little tiny cubby door that you can crawl in and go hide in the Airstream. And you can actually sit in the back end and look out the little window.
Where the balcony is?
Yeah. Oh. So you can look down into the chapel from the Airstream mounted to the wall.
It's kind of a mystery how they got it in there, no?
Yeah, how that thing got up there, I have no idea.
No.
So let's talk real quick about the playtime. So the playtime, is it a... every evening or what nights is it on? I went at night, right?
Yeah, you came at night. So we're kind of in flux right now about where we're going to be putting these like open studio times. But currently they're on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. But again, that could be changing. We'll be updating our website once we have a more firm plan. Just the summer kind of puts us at a weird spot because we're super busy with shows and gigs and stuff. So
someone can expect to come in to this kind of free play time and just get an exposure of if they might like it or not. Maybe get up on a aerial loop or a silk and just kind of test it out. They can talk to other ladies that are there about perhaps other movement work, burlesque, or
generally for the open studios, we like to have people with experience. So it's a better, yeah, it's safer if somebody has the experience with some sort of aerial apparatus in the past. Mm-hmm. We do offer like a discounted price for people that are doing like floor work, like hula hooping, dancing, you know, any kind of practice space. If you need practice to sing, we can put you somewhere so you can practice singing or stage presence or anything like that. So there's a lot of opportunity just to come in and play. But generally with the aerial stuff, we'd like to have a little bit of exposure to it before we just let you go. Cause there is inherent danger with that when you're hanging upside down.
Well, so then the class structure to be able to do that, prerequisites being intro to aerial silks or aerial hoops, or is it the same class?
We generally just do like an intro session or an intro class. We're pretty flexible about how we do that at this point. So if we had somebody who was interested in it and they're like, I just want to test it out, we could figure out how we could incorporate that into our current schedule. So, but again, that's all in flux right now just because of summertime.
So any, you pretty much have an entry point for any way that somebody wants to kind of come over and look at it. Is that me buzzing? Oh, that's me. Never mind.
But yes, we do have, if you've never touched a fabric or a hoop or anything like that and you are interested in it, we can get you up in the air. So
I went and I did something simple, which is you girls just said, let's get you upside down on a silk. And I didn't think it would be kind of scary until you said, oh, just fall back.
It's always the go backwards.
How was that for you?
Yeah. I kind of looked at all of your eyes like, are these girls messing with me? Like, am I going to like gunk my head? And then I just kind of did like a self safety check. Like, okay, that doesn't seem like I'm going to. So I made my own safety adjustment. And then it just looked like you guys were comfortable and you weren't there to clown me. And so I'm like, oh, I think I'll fall back and it was safe and it felt great. And then we adjusted, which was fantastic. Cause I had this kind of, I don't know. I'm getting older. My upper glutes, like they need like a strong, like exercise or something to not be sore for some reason. And it didn't seem to like elbow like a masseuse friend or girlfriend or whatever. She'd like would put an elbow in there and it ended up just being more sore. But this one, I went upside down. I think you told me to put it more on my upper glute. Mm-hmm. And it like just squeezed all of whatever knots I had. It was fantastic.
It's a great back release too.
Yeah, maybe it was the traction. Maybe that was the first time I ever had true traction. Mm-hmm. So
I was thinking, when as an adult do you get upside down?
Yeah, like in yoga, but yeah, I didn't feel as secure as that.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to timber over, land on a cute girl next to me or something. I never hear, that's an old guy, like fell on top of me in a class. But yeah, well, if that's the play, the play, it's very attractive. It's fun. It definitely, I don't think you can go upside down and have a serious face.
No,
look on your face.
You don't have a bad time.
Yeah, once you flip upside down, I think that's the recipe, right? If you can get someone upside down, they're going to have a good time.
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
Yeah, we talked about this the last time I saw you. You're having a bad day and you get upside down and then all the crap falls out.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's what I was
right. That's
guys, thanks for getting us over that hump. Last time we did a recording, there was a lot of cussing. So I was like, maybe I don't have to edit it and we'll be more loose on this one. So
crap.
Thank you. Yeah, you can use crap. Poo, 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 caca. Any of that stuff. Other baby stuff that stuff. Okay, we're going to take our last break because this is cruising right through and we're going to be right back. This is the Guardian Church Vertical Elements. Is that what you guys call yourselves?
Yes.
And they can be reached at theguardianspokane.com and also verticalelemententertainments.com. They're an in-house or in-town aerial school of church of
aerial school.
Tell me.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, Lounge, check out and tune in to Jukebox Jenny on Sunday night from 6 to 8 p.m. It's the Working Woman Blues Show on KYRS, Thin Air Community Radio 88.1 and 92.3 FM. If you dig soul, you dig funk, if you dig R&B and blues, then this is the cocktail that will soothe the soul. The Working Woman Blues Show, Sunday nights on KYRS with Spokane and the Inland Empire's favorite host, Jukebox Jenny. Get yourself some. Sunday nights, 6 to 8 p.m.
Join me, Robert Sevilla, for Creative Mindset, Thursdays at 4. In that hour, I'll be talking to locals that have the creative mindset. Tune in to find out more about creative minds around you.
Hi, this is Maeve Griffith from Stage Left Theater. Your radio station, KYRS, actively supports the diversity of the Spokane area, celebrating the many voices that make up our region. Our volunteer-run station hosts a variety of shows that feature otherwise unheard perspectives and opinions. In a sense, KYRS is working against institutional racism, sexism, homophobia, and other forms of oppression simply by existing in opposition to mainstream media. Please make a pledge today by texting GIVE KYRS to 44321. Your support keeps KYRS operating during a time when our community needs free and open media the most.
KYRS listeners pay attention to quality. They look for quality in their work and in their daily lives. If your business cares about quality customers, look to KYRS. Call 509-624-7573 for more information.
This is weird. Okay. And we're back. So before the break, we were talking... Oh, what's going on? We're taking pictures. We were talking about what?
Taking bets on how tall the...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was actually during the break. So during the break, we were talking about, and you guys can, so we're opening it up. It's a contest. Whoever gets the closest, and we haven't found out the actual height of the church spire.
We don't know the answer.
Yet. But so a few of you guys can call in and guess the height, and we'll send you some tickets out later. But we also have some other tickets for, are we going to have a challenge for them to have free tickets coming up in 2 weekends?
Yep, it's June 21st, our show, All the Things, All the Time, Doors at 7, show at 8, it's a 21 and up show. If you are interested and are brave enough to call in to the show here, we are happy to give away two free tickets, a pair of tickets to our show.
Also to guess the height of the spire, we'll also get a couple tickets. Mm-hmm. And I got to ask, 21 and over, is there other drinks being served or... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
fine. Yeah, we have a bar. Mm-hmm. Right? Yes. 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 We got her looking
license for this. Mm-hmm. You're so tight-lipped. Okay. I look at you, and you guys got to look at each other. Well, I think it's going to be cool. If you guys haven't been to a show like this, if you need something different, just a jolt of something different. I think you should check it out.
Something different. Often, something we hear a lot from people who come to our shows is, "I didn't realize that we had this in Spokane. I didn't realize we had this kind of talent and this kind of production value." And one thing that we also hear from our audiences, and they're so incredibly respectful of, and of that positivity and welcoming and cheering each other on, and just if artistic expression through movement in all of its forms it's like we're all in this together at one of our shows, and it's really a unique experience to both hear that audience cheering for us, but also to be out there in the audience and like, yeah, shake that, absolutely, show us a little more.
There is no better drug than having people cheer while you're on stage. Yeah. It is addictive.
Yeah.
It's a really good feeling.
I don't think I've ever had that.
It is a good high.
It's one of my favorite things about performing is that it's like my alter ego, right? So like
normally, do you have a name, like a stage name?
I don't. I just go by Ashley K as my stage name. A lot of people do. I don't do burlesque, so it's a little bit different. A lot of times girls that, you know, take off their clothes have more of a stage name. But, you know, most of the time I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm not wearing makeup. I'm just chilling with my boys. But then when you get on stage, you're full glam, and you just, it's like that intro extrovert, you know, like introvert most of the time until you get on stage, and then it's full personality, and then you get off stage and you go right back to your hoodie and your sweatpants and
don't have squirrel suit.
Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Yeah. It's that alter ego. You get the best of both worlds.
I think that's what people are attracted to come and learn from you, is to be able to go on and snap on that, that persona that you have a little bit inside you. I'm lucky because I'm a full-time artist and I can do like anything and it's okay. I can cut my hair stupid. I can put dreadlocks in it, grow the goofiest of mustache. I remember the first time I grew this like crazy goofy mustache. I never had one before. And I went to a party and no one said a word. I made an announcement.
Disappointing.
I go, none of you guys are good friends. I go, look at this ridiculous thing out on my face, and none of you have said anything. And it's, you know, sometimes you want to just be ridiculous, but anyway, I guess
like
I'm blessed.
I was going to say, we do that a lot.
Like the what?
Our worms.
Worms?
Yeah, we bought 3,500 worms on a string. To make a costume for an upcoming event that we're going to be at. But yeah, we have a lot of little worm on a strings that we're gluing to a costume.
That's another great thing about being a performer, entertainer, is that you get to wear the coolest costumes ever. And like you said, the weird mustache, you get to show up wearing 1,000 worms as your stilt covers. And
your girls are like, yahoo, yes, worm girl.
The more glitter, the more rhinestones, the better.
You could be 8 feet tall wearing a champagne skirt.
Truly. Yeah, ridiculous is our middle name. We yes. love ridiculous.
Over the top costumes is just, joy of life.
Tell me more about the worm costume. So what is it going to be? Is it going to be something that you visualize that you spin around and they all go out, or what do you like about it?
So they're going to be stilt walker costumes. So as stilt walkers, we have 3-foot peg stilts and we have stilt covers that cover them up. And so we have these stilt covers that are about 5 feet long. And as you walk, all the little wormies shake
it's
back
like
and
worm
forth.
Fringe.
Little worm fringe, exactly.
I'm picturing like leg warmers.
Yeah.
Is that what the...
About 5 feet long leg warmers.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Covered with the wiggle worms.
Covered with wiggle worms.
They're so cool.
We have a vest too, and it looks like a bunch of pelts, but they're just worms. So we look like an old trapper. But it's worms instead as our pelts. It's amazing.
You're hoping to make 2 sets of leg warmers for 4 legs, 2 people, and a vest?
Oh, we're going to have 3 full costumes where we have stilt covers, vests, fanny packs, and bottoms all covered in worms.
I didn't know about the fanny packs. That's
amazing. We got fanny packs.
The fanny packs will also be full of worms that we give out to people.
That's the other 500. Got it. So it's 1,000
per person. And then 500 to give out. We'll be going to the Shambhala Music Festival in Canada end of July, and that's what that costume is for, is for more like music festivals.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can be over the top.
Whatever, I'm wearing that thing every day.
Or every day, whatever.
That's why I'm wearing that vest all the time. Like, I'm sorry.
So what, wiggle those snaky worms, those are the ones you tie a little string to.
You put
it on like your belt or something, and then you just kind of pull on it and it makes it. So I haven't seen those since I'd seen them in like the supermarket where you put a quarter in and twist the thing. Is that like where have you guys seen that? Why is that a thing with you guys? Seem almost too young to.
It's kind
know
of
about
like
the wiggle
music
worms.
Festival thing. A lot of times people carry on little, like teeny tiny little gifts to give to people. So when you meet somebody along the way, you're like, here's a pocket crystal, or here's a magic worm on a string, or little plant clips, or whatever little pocket treasures you may have. And so a lot of times we've been seeing them at music festivals. So we decided to make a whole entire costume out of them.
Because we are a gift.
Because we are a gift.
You girls are finally loosening up, and it only takes you 48 minutes.
Microphones are terrifying.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Well, slowly we're going to get you guys loosened up. And then if you guys want to, well, I would really like to have you back as regular guests. I can have you back times a year. You guys could do promotions. You can bring in, it would be cool to hear a success story of somebody coming in, just kind of like someone new and being able to find that expression, even if they don't make it to a teacher thing, but just something that they just find a cool, they found a cool fit. Like you said, where a lot of people say to, not a lot of people, but I get people every once in a while and they're like, oh, you're an artist, you must hate it here. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, there's no culture. And I'm like, there is. You just got to kind of beat the bushes a little bit. Like, you have to be proactive and try. And this is one of those events to go to. In fact, I have tickets. If we haven't mentioned it already, I need someone. We don't need to give out tickets, but we can. 509-47.
Nope.
So no. 747. 7-509-747-3807. I could do better if I don't even look at the
Some poor guy's gonna get a call right now, like, hey, I'm calling for tickets. He's like, what?
747-3807. And we have some tickets for a caller, and it's June 21st. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. It ends at what?
9:30. 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So come and get your weird on.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come, like you were saying about people, you know, you don't like it here because there's nothing to do. There's no culture, but make culture, make something, you know, that's a big part of why we do this, is because it didn't exist.
So go and do something different.
Do it.
Yeah. Do something different. Try out a show like this. The show is, I'm reading it from this, tickets are 35, VIP are 55, you said. And, I mean, try it. It's like a double movie going to, oh, look at this. We got a call.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, caller. I'm going to put you right on the air. Let's see if I can do this.
It's like an alarm going off here. So,
oh, shh. I think I can do it.
Don't hang up on him.
No, I don't. I'm kind of bad at this. And boom. Oh, caller, are you on the air? Caller, are you on there?
Call us back.
Wait, try again. We're new here.
Caller, call me back. I'm getting better at this.
If folks are interested in tickets at all, you can check us out on our website at theguardianspokane.com for tickets to the show as well and more information.
All right, let me see if I can. It's flashing, but I can't tell. Hello? I don't get that many calls, so I can't. Oh. All right, call. There it goes.
There,
okay, I'm going to try this one more time. Girls talk so I can get this thing going.
Okay. I don't know what to say right now.
Yeah, we're super excited about this show. We have been trying to get together and put together a cast of the characters that have been building this project with us over the last 10 years. Some of these performers have been with us for quite a while. We've been doing 2 shows a year. 2 large productions. Did we find him?
I don't know, caller. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. It just took 2 tries. Okay. You can share your first name or no name, or just kind of talk about why you're calling.
My name is Philip.
Hi, Philip.
I'm a huge fan of you guys.
Philip. Oh. Hi, Philip. Thanks for calling.
That's so cute. Love you guys.
Love you so much. We've got 2 tickets with your name on it. I know how to get a hold of you.
I'm so excited.
Why do you? You sound like you're on the inside, Philip.
I've been standing around the radio waiting for the phone number to get.
Sorry, I should have given out a few more times.
Awesome.
Well, we have like 3 more minutes for the show. Philip, can you tell us why you love these girls or the Guardian Church?
I mean, besides how pretty they are.
You could start with that.
Yeah. It's actually not something that I've ever really been involved with or experienced until like the last couple of years. And honestly, it's really cool. I love the art of it. I love how beautiful they all are. I love how inclusive everyone is.
I love the fact that they're just doing it. They're just doing it. They're getting churches. They're flipping upside down. They're making shows. I just love the fact that they're just pushing through and they're doing it. And I'm wishing them all the best and giving them the best momentum I can.
Right. My mom says, shout out to my mom. I know she's listening. That we, some people consume their entertainment. We create our entertainment. She said that about us a long time ago.
I love that.
Yeah, and that's a great lot of fun to create your own entertainment with your friends.
We are very, or at least we think we're very entertaining.
You're all very entertaining.
Thank you, Philip.
Oh. Philip, have you taken any of the classes?
No, but I've been to a show.
Tell us about it. Paint us through. What was it? What was your lasting impression? What was your takeaway?
I don't even really know how to explain it, to be honest. It was a giant, like, eye-opening, awakening event. It was the first Entice show. So it was really intimidating at first, but mm-hmm. once I was there, like I said, everybody was like really accepting and inclusive, and it was just really cool being a part of all of that. I mean, it was a really small role, but I was helping with like coat check. So just kind of like working and being around all of them was actually a lot of fun, and I kind of want to do it again.
Nice.
So we'll put you to work again, Philip. Thanks.
June 21st. You know, sometimes when I go to an event that's so different or anything that's so different, I realize how small I've been thinking and how much
bigger.
Is that what it was like when you got there?
Exactly. I've never really been exposed to anything like that. And I've never really had friends who are artists. I mean, maybe music, but nothing like this, like dancing and, I don't know, sexy shows, burlesque. All of that was like really new to me in the last couple of years.
Nice. All right. So this is our closing statement. You guys can all have an input on this. Any final word, if there's anything that we can share, their takeaway from today's show, the Guardian Church, theguardianchurchspokane.com and verticalelementsentertainment.com. Show coming up this June 21st. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. You are going to like it.
You're gonna like it. So
be like Philip.
Yeah, be like Philip. We love Philip.
I love you guys so much. I'm so glad.
All right. Thank you so much. And that is our show.
Yay. Thanks.
All right. Bye, Philip.
Thanks, ladies.
Love you guys.
And Philip.
Love you.
We're in this room. This is John Auer.
And Ken Stringfellow.
From the Posies.
And you're listening to
KYRS Medical Lake Spokane.
The following program was pre-recorded.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
I was asleep when I found myself covered in rubble. The rocket hit. It came through the second floor. We came out to help people and the martyrs.
Israel bombs a UN school sheltering displaced Palestinians in central Gaza, killing at least 40 people. We'll speak with an UNRWA spokesperson. Then, Where Olive Trees Weep, a new film on Palestinian life under Israeli occupation.
I'm not pro-Palestinian, but I'm pro-truth. And the truth is, the Palestinians have been oppressed and suppressed and murdered and controlled and dispossessed for decades. That's just the truth. There's no post-traumatic stress disorder here because the trauma is never post.
We'll be joined by the acclaimed Canadian physician and author, Dr. Gabor Mate, and by Palestinian journalist and trauma healer, Ashira Darwish. Then, as the New York primary approaches, we'll speak with New York Representative Jamal Bowman. Some are calling him the most endangered Democratic Congress member in America.
Are we in a police state, or is this a democracy?
Gentleman's time has expired.
We must stand with our young people and demand justice and freedom.
The gentleman's time has expired.
And everyone in this world.
AIPAC, the powerful Israel lobby group, has spent $25 million to defeat the progressive black congressman. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In Gaza, an Israeli attack on an UNRWA school and shelter has killed at least 40 Palestinians overnight, including 14 children.